Is being the face of this franchise a good job?
It's a great job. It's the best job in sports. I mean, I think this is the premier franchise in the league. And the Cowboys for a long time were America's team, but the standard that we've set here in Green Bay, and it starts with the type of organization that we run, and the kind of people that we hire, the kind of people we employ in the football side, this is where you want to be. And this is a unique situation. We have no owner. We're a community-based team. We're the smallest town to have a sporting franchise, probably in major sports. And it's a special, unique bond that exists between player and organization, and player and fan. And this is where I want to be, and I enjoy it.
Aaron, I think a lot of guys really get involved in the community, doing the extra later on. I mean, they kind of grow up a little bit, have families of their own, and kind of get a bigger picture of the world. You, however, have gotten really heavily involved relatively early in your career, like especially with the Mac Fund, other things, but especially the Mac Fund. How did that happen? Because sometimes it takes a guy a while to get a bigger picture perspective before that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I've always, kind of been described as an old soul almost, and just been able to see kind of the big picture in things. And I just think I realized as a young player how important it would be for me, once I got my chance to start, to have a legacy that was just not about football, that people knew me for more than the stuff I did on the field. And obviously you want to be remembered as a great player and one of the best to ever play, but you want to be remembered for an impact that you made in the environment that you live in and work in, and was able to gain some information about the Mac Fund through a good friend. And the more I looked into it, I was reminded of a young kid who had a big impact on me when I was in junior college and hanging out with a little kid who had leukemia, and just kind of made a promise to myself back then that when I got an opportunity and a platform, that I was going to make the most of it and draw some attention to kids like little Daniel who were struggling with cancer at a young age. And I've been given the opportunity by the Mac Fund to kind of be out front for their organization and gain some attention and some dollars for the great work they're doing. And there's a lot of organizations out there doing great stuff, and I'm fortunate enough to be a part of one of them.
Aaron, obviously God blessed you with some good natural ability, outstanding natural ability. But how much would you credit your success with just good, old-fashioned hard work, perspiration? How much credit goes to that?
That's a tough question, because I don't want to slight God at all on the talent He blessed me with. But my dad did a real good job modeling a work ethic. For him, it wasn't sports, that we saw. He played and he played some semi-pro football after college, but it was his work ethic, providing for three boys in our family, and still having his priorities in the right spot, and making sure that he spent time with his family and was still able to put food on the table and clothes on our back. And I learned a lot from him just by watching him, of how he treated people, treated my mom. The time he put in on his craft, on his job, to be as successful as he could in that, and he always told us, how to be successful was to be determined, to be disciplined, and to have a very good work ethic, and he modeled that and showed us what that looked like.
Final thing for you, Aaron, and I've wondered about it, never got to ask you about it. Okay, in a game, you throw the ball, 30, 35 times? That's like a day off. Like in practice, you must throw 800 balls, and you do it for 6-7 months. Does your arm ever get tired? Does you ever feel like, no, not another pass today?
Yeah, you know what? This year, it was a tough reality. I felt old at a couple times. Training camp, my arm did get a little tired. He gave me he put me on a pitch count for a couple days. First time my arm had hurt since Siskiyou's camp when I was going in my sophomore year of high school, went up to Weed, California to a football camp, and we threw about 300 balls the first 2 days, and my arm was killing me. And between then and this training camp, I haven't really had any problems, so maybe I'm getting a little older.
Thanks, Aaron. Aaron Rodgers, simply the best.